everyone, and welcome to another Wednesday podcast. This is the podcast where you can expect most Wednesday mornings, not every Wednesday morning because we broke that, but most Wednesday mornings, Heather and I, my beautiful wife and co-host, like to talk about the wins we've had in our week prior, because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. We are excited to get out of our hibernation that we have had lately with this podcast. We've had a lot going on, and so we are excited now to be trying to get back to a groove. We're trying to figure out what the best rhythm is, I guess you could say, in our life to be able to do these consistently. Since we've moved, we've had lots of stuff happening, and we're going to try and get back to doing this. Now, what usually happens is I let Heather kind of start us off with all of her fun things that we've had lately, and that's what we're going to do again. So, Heather, what are some of your wins these days? You have like 2 months to choose from. We'll have to give some updates, too, because we kind of left people hanging a long time ago.
So first win, I love our new neighborhood. I walk like at minimum 1 mile a day, but trying for 3 miles a day.
Why are you trying to walk so much, Heather?
Because I'm trying to not gain uberly amounts of weight while being 23 weeks pregnant.
I think that I don't even know if we actually said anything about that.
Yeah, we did.
But I think we hinted at it.
No, I think we did.
Okay. I don't even remember.
I'm pretty sure we did.
We're having a boy, John Matthew Jones. We're very excited.
So that's Matt's win.
Yeah. I got to pick the name. You can go again.
We are 55 or 54 days away from Disney. I'll be 31 weeks pregnant, strolling around Disney.
Yeah.
We'll find out if that's a smart idea or not. Everyone else I talk to says that it's wonderful and you have so much fun being at Disney while pregnant because you just eat everything. And I'm like, oh, that could go one of two ways for me, really bad or really good. What are other wins? We've had so many things happen.
I'm trying to think. So hunting season has started, and Heather has blessed me because she has let me go hunting. I've probably hunted more in 2 weeks than I have in the past 5 years total, and which is only like 4 times, but it has been, well, no. When we were in South Dakota, me and Nate went a lot of times because we would just like go duck hunting or, I don't know, walk around and go shoot doves or something. But I've been deer hunting. Now, I haven't deer hunted a lot, barely any in the past since we've gone into ministry. So
yeah.
It has been awesome. I've been hunting Fort Campbell, which is a huge army base in the Clarksville area. Super awesome that this is public land. Now, there's a lot of things you got to do to get on this public land, but it's thousands and thousands and thousands of acres of just beautiful country. So that has been awesome. And then we've had people over to our house a lot lately.
Yeah.
Which has been super fun because we figured out our living room's not humongous. But we finally figured out how to configure our couches to where we maximize the space. And it has been like, that is feng shui.
Yeah.
That it is awesome now. So, another win or wins.
We got rid of TV in our house.
Yeah, we got rid of TV period for a week.
So far.
And currently we only have one operating TV and it's in our living room, which has been great and makes it harder on Heather since she's home all day with the girls, but she has been making it. And
we play a lot of games.
Yeah. It's hard. I like the nighttime where we're actually
read a lot.
Yeah. I do like night times a little better when I'm there to be able to just chill. Like me and Georgia played Pokemon one night.
We go on a lot of walks.
Yeah, we do walks. We hang out outside more.
At least, except for when it's raining.
Yeah.
All week.
And that's why we're also trying to get back to doing this stuff like this. Also, one thing, huge win, we cleaned out a room in our office area in the church building. And so that's how we are coming to you today, is in our future. It's a makeshift podcast studio currently, but in the future, it will actually be a real podcast studio where we'll even have like video and stuff too. So
this room is a lot bigger than I thought it was.
Yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to maximize my space in here, because there will also have to be like a production area, like just a little desk with a computer,
yeah,
and all the wires hooked into this little area. Which will probably go on that back wall. And then this side all over here will be the studio part. So,
interesting.
We'll have lights. We'll have a camera for sure. Microphones. So, do something with these microphones. But yeah, I'm excited about it. That I am a teacher this year at Clarksville Christian School. Woohoo! I teach 8th grade boys Bible class, which is fun. It's also been challenging. It's also been rewarding. It's also been time-consuming. It's also been a lot of things. So it's been great, especially to teach young men that I don't really get to do that as much anymore. So I have enjoyed it, but it's interesting too because they all know where I live now. So
yeah,
they're all like, "Hey, Mr. Jones, is that your house over there? We see you like leaving your house." Cause
are you serious?
We live like right next. We live like literally staring at this school building.
So they really said that?
Yeah.
They
one,
now
well,
know?
One guy knows. One kid definitely knows because we live in the neighborhood. He also told me that.
He followed us.
Well, no. Yes. He figured out which house was ours. But he goes, "Oh, I've been in that house a bunch of times." And
what?
I'm like,
"Why?
Do what?" He goes, "Oh, when they were building that house, me and my buddies would go to y'all's bonus room and hang out." And I'm like, "That's not good."
It's like that girl we saw.
Yeah.
But that house right up from us by the stop sign, there were kids playing all inside of it in the backyard.
The
and
one
stuff.
For sale?
Yeah. Before they started doing more work on it, and it just sat there.
Which one?
The one next to the school.
Oh, okay.
The back
I thought you were talking
fence.
About like the $700,000 one.
No. Not that one.
That would be wild. So, yeah. So teaching has been fun. What else have we done a lot lately? Heather got to go to a ladies' day this past weekend, so that was cool.
Yeah, that was fun.
The girls went too.
Josie loved it. She was like, "When's the next one?"
Yeah, because she won the first raffle.
She won a raffle. As I'm sitting there giving her a humility speech of how a raffle works,
yeah,
and that not everyone gets one, they called her number.
Yeah.
And I was like, "Well, that goes out the window. Never mind."
That's awesome. What is happening? Is it still going? Yeah. I'm just gonna make sure this thing. Okay, it's still going, but yeah, lots of stuff has been going on in our life lately. Just busy, good stuff.
Lads to Leaders started back.
Yeah, so that has been hot and heavy lately. We've had some fun church nights, where we've gotten to eat ice cream and stuff like that. Fall break's coming up for the schools, in the Clarksville area. So
I didn't have fall break.
We didn't
growing
either.
Up.
We had Thanksgiving and Christmas.
Yeah.
There was no
fall break. But you only had like 2 days off or one day off for Thanksgiving break. And then Christmas break was like half of December through the 1st of January.
Yeah.
So
kids these days, they got it so easy.
How many days are kids that are in school actually in school?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Because there's spring break. There's sick days. There's
holidays.
Holidays. There's half days. There's
like, I guess they get them to 170 or 180.
But I mean, legally, you're supposed to get to 180. But with all the days off that schools take off, that's like impossible. Yeah. So I want to know how are they allowed when homeschoolers? It's like you legally have to make 180, and it's like what?
Yeah.
We have to be going every single day for August 1st all the way through like May to get that. So I don't know how they get so many days off.
I'm not the school board, school district person. So
I just want to know what are the actual days that they're in school?
Yeah.
You've got to have something.
But then kids are allowed so many absences and stuff.
Yeah.
So, yeah, interesting. So it's also still warm here in Clarksville. We are getting rain today and hopefully cooler weather this weekend. I think highs are in the 70s, like low 70s.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
We have not had like really cold temperatures yet. Well, not really cold, but like, we haven't had anything in the 40s yet. So everything is still green. It's still very alive. The only reason it may be dead is because it dried out earlier this summer. But yeah, I have some fun stuff to talk about for this. But do you have any other wins?
I forgot.
So to go along with your pregnancy cravings, I would like to talk about what are your funnest cravings right now. What's your favorite craving right now?
I really want like sub sandwiches.
Yeah.
And sweets. Like pancakes.
Like if you could get any sub French sandwich toast right now, where would you get it from and what would you get?
Firehouse.
Firehouse is the best. That could be a good question to launch into after this. We haven't done that in a long time.
Oh, yeah.
Remember when we used to talk about like Taco Bell versus the world?
You know what's funny is Taco Bell keeps popping up in my notifications lately.
I drive by it every time I go hunting.
And it's just constantly like, hey, look what we've got. And yeah. Then Sonic has been too. Sonic is,
Sonic
is another thing. That flamingo twist or twisted flamingo drink from Sonic.
Yeah, I like the flamingo twist because twisted makes it sound like it's not good for you.
Well, what makes it twisted is that it's like a cherry limeade, but they put cream in it.
Yeah.
And it's amazing.
Yeah.
It is so good. It's like strawberry limeade with cream or something. It's so good. But yes, I really want pancakes.
What about the Wickles pickles?
Oh, and Wickles.
Yeah, those are spicy.
I love Wickles.
Yeah. Oh, we had a family over this past weekend, and it was fun because we had burgers and stuff. And
Josie ate four hamburgers.
She was just eating burger patties like they were cookies.
She called them sausage.
Yeah. She was crushing them.
She was eating them like cookies. It was so funny. And then last night, we said, what do you want for dinner? She goes, sausage.
Well, we could do that. It's super easy.
And we were like, you mean hamburgers? And she goes, hamburgers.
Yeah. Since we have a Blackstone and we just put frozen patties on it and it cooks it awesome.
Yep.
Love them.
I was worried how those were going to turn out. Yeah. And they turned out really good.
Yeah.
It's like going to Burger King, but better.
Burger King?
Or wherever.
Of all the places, he chose Burger King. Oh, no.
Whatever fast food burger place.
Or Hardee's, Carl's Jr. Burger King.
I don't know. It just came to my mind.
Burger King is a sad establishment when you
go
through there.
It is so sad. Even if you go inside of it, it's very depressing.
Yeah.
It hasn't been updated since like the 90s.
So when I got done hunting the other night, I went through a Burger King because I was starving. And
I didn't know that.
This is true confessions on this podcast.
You did not mention that.
It was
that. Did I make dinner that night too?
It was, I ate the dinner too. I don't remember what night it was. It was last week.
Was that my birthday?
No.
Did you go through Burger King on my birthday?
No, I
let
I
Matt
did.
Go hunting on my birthday because I'm so selfless like that.
Get out of here. No, I took off of work on Friday to hang out with her, and I asked her cordially if I could go hunting. And we hung out all day that Friday, and I didn't do any work.
And then I researched becoming a DVC member at Disney the whole
sent
weekend.
It to me while I was hunting. I don't think it was that night, but I went through and I got like, I mainly wanted the drink, but it was like I pulled up and there's like all these workers just hanging out smoking cigarettes.
So you did.
The
you
lady,
got rid of your trash to hide it from.
It was
us.
Done. I just threw it in the dumpster on the way home. On the way in.
He didn't want us to know that you.
So, it's not we. It is you. So, Heather has, like, I can't go eat places without her being like, oh, how was that? I'm just at home eating a salad. And I'm like, well, I'm sorry. So, I'll randomly show up.
Have
and
to eat a salad.
I'll bring her stuff every now and then. Like, when the other Sunday, I brought you a pumpkin chai, whatever.
You did.
So,
and
pumpkin cream chai.
On your lunch break the other day, you brought me Starbucks.
Yeah. So.
And I didn't even ask for it.
So, speaking of this Burger King, this sad, sad Burger King, I was, the lady taking my order was literally sitting on one of those crates right behind. At the, because their door to like go outside as the employees is right next to the little sign. Yeah, drive through sign.
Oh, that's
she's
funny.
Got the headset on, taking my order while I'm saying it. And I'm just like, this is so weird because I can hear her voice and then I hear the intercom and I'm like,
it's so weird.
This is awkward.
This isn't more awkward than.
And it's just like.
Than the new Wendy's AI.
Yeah.
Order taking.
It's like. I don't know. And it's just. It's that side of town. So it's like. I probably should go over to like the fancy Whataburger. But I have a thing about.
Whataburger takes forever.
Oh, there was Captain D's too. That was, but then I was like, ah, Heather's going to get really mad if she smells like fish. She's going to be like, you ate at like Captain D's or something. Where is mine? So. So I wonder if any other spouses have that issue. It's like today I went out, like,
that's
if
the
somebody
equivalent
goes.
Equivalent of cheating.
It's not. It's bland. In our marriage, it is. So, like, I'll be like, Heather, I'm going to be going out on, like, a lunch meeting with and she's like, oh, okay.
No, those I don't care Great. About. You never go anywhere good for those.
I got to, like, Mexican food.
Or, like, barbecue or something.
Yeah.
And I don't want any of that. And I don't want Mexican.
So
you have all that.
Okay. Well, then I'll be like, we're going to, oh, we didn't tell anybody. Like, one of the wins lately was we had been going to eat pho for like every Sunday after church. We would go eat pho.
That was one of my cravings
yeah,
1 month.
There's a place called Zen Garden down from our church building. And they open at like 11:22. It says 11:30 on the side sign. But they always like, we're like the first people there. And it's awesome.
It is so good.
We eat pho. And they have really, it's just a really good restaurant. And it's tiny. But
Now I don't crave it at all.
Yeah. So we don't go there. Which is probably good because it's not cheap.
No.
Because it also has hibachi stuff too.
Another thing I crave. Publix sushi.
Oh. Yeah. So if you've noticed, she's craving things that apparently pregnant women should not be eating. But we did go to the firehouse the other day, and
they asked,
do you want it double steamed or double cooked?
It was like, do you want it double steamed? And I was like, oh, that is the nicest thing ever. Yeah. Nobody has asked me that yet. I must be really showing today.
But yeah, we also have five other women in this church. No,
four
other women in this church that are pregnant right now. So, and they're all due within like a month.
Well, six of each other. You count the visitor that keeps coming. But, and it's all boys.
Yeah.
What are the odds of that?
That is very interesting.
Were we all at the potluck that this happened at?
Probably. Everybody uses the same bottle filler in the church building.
What is in that water?
So, for my cravings lately, still craving sweets. And, yep.
Oh. And our Freddy's is terrible. It used to be good, but now it's terrible.
You know what I could go for, though? If they would put, like, a Culver's down here, that would be much better.
Oh, I miss Culver's, but it's all the way over there, and I don't want to go up that way. There. I have a question.
It is next to Academy, though.
So.
Which is never a bad place to go.
Yeah, I like walking around Academy. Not that I need anything or want anything. I just like walking around Academy.
I need and want things up there. But I don't need them.
So, at the boardwalk in Disney, they have a hot dog corn dog stand. And they have a new corn dog that is a pickle-wrapped hot dog. Then it's battered. Then it's fried.
That could be good.
Would you eat it?
Yeah, absolutely I would. That sounds delicious. I've seen other places that have done that. But I would have to eat it with like a ketchup or something.
Yeah.
I think it'd be good. I don't think mustard would be.
I don't know. I just don't know if I would.
Oh, I would crush that. It'd be so good.
Yeah.
It'd be like fried pickles with a hot dog.
It's like huge.
Yeah. Obviously it's good if Disney's saying we'll cook it.
I mean, Disney has also come out with some very interesting food options around the holidays as well that are not so savory, but
this room is causing me to be tired.
I think it's the light color.
Yeah. But yeah, I haven't had any crazy cravings. I'm just eating whatever Heather makes for us. So last week we ate a lot at home, which was awesome. Oh, and then we tried Jet's Pizza, which was delicious.
Fastest delivery I think we've ever had.
I was out hunting, which I often do nowadays. And it's going to totally change, though, when all the time changes and I can't go as late, which is cool. But she's like, I'm going to order the pizza at 5:30. And I was like, okay, that's
because
cool.
All the other times we've ordered pizza, they're it's
Friday
so
night.
Late.
Yeah. And so she orders the pizza and she goes on a walk and the pizza was there before she even got done. So pretty wild.
I mean, I had it timed out and pizza wasn't even supposed to be out of the oven till 5:30 and then on the way. So 5:20, they were pulling up to our house and I'm like coming around the corner and I'm like, no way. They're already here and the girls are in the house freaking out.
Okay. So
Cause I was just walking our little loop so I can see our house from all angles.
Yeah.
Because of the way our house sits. And Josie was like, should we call the cops and stuff? And it's like, girls, she was holding pizza boxes.
Did she leave them eventually?
Yeah.
Because I saw her ring the doorbell and then she was just like.
Well, I mean, I was coming around the corner and I waved at her.
Probably was like, I got other deliveries to make, and you didn't give me no tip.
Well, they didn't give me my sauce, so.
That's funny. Okay, so speaking of your craving of loving sub sandwiches, what is your top three sub shops to go to?
Firehouse is one.
Number one.
Okay. Number two.
Captain Swords and Sauce is really awesome.
And the fact that it's steamed and they're hot. I like the bread at Jimmy John's.
We used to crush Jimmy John's when we lived in South Dakota.
Because it
they took out opened. That, what was that thing called? They took out
whatever
that family, that old school family restaurant that you could get a large order of cheese curds. Yes. And it was awesome. They took that out and put a Jimmy John's in.
Yep.
It was awesome.
I don't know if I have a number three. I haven't really had that many.
Jersey Mike's, Jimmy John's, Subway.
I haven't had Jersey Mike's.
That place in Hoover was really good. Remember that little sandwich shop we went to? It was in Vestavia.
It was all right.
Yeah.
I think. I don't remember, but I think it was good.
It was like they're really fancy. It wasn't fancy. It was just like a lot of business people went there.
Yeah,
they did. We got it for lunch one time.
Oh, yeah, that was good.
And then, this chair just makes me want to like lean back and take a nap. But what about Quiznos?
I've never had Quiznos.
Are you serious? We had Quiznos in Jacksonville when I was in college. It was awesome. Because they like hardcore toast your sandwich.
Ooh, that would be good. I like toasty subs.
Firehouse is awesome. I want to try this New York butcher shop. That bagel place in South Dakota was good, too. I liked it.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if you liked it.
No, not really. It wasn't my cup of tea.
Yeah, I like bagels. So, okay, other than that, the only thing I have else is Halloween... I can't even speak. Halloween decorations. What are your thoughts? I'm going to leave it just that vague.
Okay. My thoughts. I like Mickey Mouse. I would love it if somebody would love to gift me the 4.5 foot tall Mickey that moves from
Lowe's. That costs
an arm and a half.
Yeah.
And all the Minnie Mouse pumpkins.
Yeah.
And Mickey pumpkins.
She has one Minnie Mouse pumpkin. That was her birthday present.
Things like that. Cutesy things.
Yeah.
Not spooky, scary things.
Not.
I'm not a fan.
12-foot skeletons.
That is the dumbest thing I have ever seen.
That's really strong.
Like, why? Because the people who put them up don't take them back down. Is it because you can't take it down? I think our neighbor will.
There is a house.
I mean, in our old neighborhood, they never took it back down. No,
remember the really nice house on the way to go play golf?
Yeah.
Or Weekly Park
area?
And
they had it up next to their house. They're still up there.
Yeah.
And they never took it back down.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Oh, there is a... Okay, so funny thing. Doug Milligan in West Blockton. He's still doing his... skeleton people, but he has like regular size, like science room skeleton people, but each week he themes them with like the football game that they're having that week. Yeah, it's fun,
but I just don't like the mega one.
Yeah, the mega scary ones.
Yeah,
now they're getting like overly, like a little bit, there's
too
some
far.
Yeah, there's some stuff where you're like, that's we're getting
much.
Into a different type of decoration now. Thankfully we have young families all around us with decently tasteful. What's great about this room is it locks automatically.
Is that Josie?
I don't know. But yeah, we'll press pause for a second and find out what's happening. And we're back. So, one really cool part of this, the door always locks and there's no window on this door. So, it can be very, and there's no windows. This is an interior room. So, it's very helpful in being able to keep little critters out. And, But yeah, we have some young families around us that two of them went all out on some Halloween decorations. So
oh yeah,
that was impressive.
And we got booed.
Yeah, we got booed, and so we're gonna reboo.
It's super cool. Or I've never heard of that before until now.
Yeah, I know, Cersei, you've got egged
for Easter.
We've got egged. Yeah, that carried a different meaning when I was younger. So
yeah.
When you got egged, it was like somebody threw eggs at your house.
Yeah.
Not hide little eggs in your yard. yeah. So, yeah, we've had a lot going on. And we're excited to try and be consistent with these again. Now that we've got a little room set up, we can hopefully, we will, oh my. We will be able to. Had to sneeze. Hold on. Wow. Bless me. Thank you. sorry. But yeah. So, I have no idea what I'm trying to say now. Do you have anything to say? Anything on your mind lately? Oh, I had to have somebody say a word the other day. And it was a weird word. It was a scripture reading. I always feel bad when I pick scripture readings and it's like, oh, this is going to be a tough one.
Oh, the one where it says Shiggy-a-not.
Yes.
I don't even know.
It's Shiggy-a-not. And it means a very dramatic psalm. But yeah, it was, I feel bad. So, because I know they're thinking, like, this is impossible to know. But, yeah, we have a couple of decorations. But that's it.
Yeah.
We're pretty simple folk. And, yeah. So,
yeah.
That's really all I have. I'm excited for... Oh, we have our Fall Fest coming up. We have our Hilldale Men's Day coming up. We have lots of fun stuff coming up. And what I'm about to go do right now is make some popcorn in our Mondo popcorn machine to see if it works.
Oh.
So
are you going to give your kit your students any?
Absolutely not. so maybe tomorrow.
That's so funny.
Not today. But yeah, thank you for, and we've had some people encourage us to get back on and do these, and we've been so rude to them by saying we're just so busy. So we are back and we're excited. So yeah, hope you have an awesome Wednesday. Bye-bye.
Bye.